This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Dean Kramer is the pitcher. This is just a solid starter for the Orioles. Fly ball deep right field. Way back in right and gone. Second of the spring for Gleyber Torres. Tigers cut the Orioles lead in half. Wow, watch that one fly. Way back and gone. Two homer night for Spencer Torkelson. One to right, one to left. We're tied at four.
So that was the FanDuel Radio Network Tigers broadcast, and Dean Kramer got some flowers from the broadcaster, and then he gave up a couple of bombs. We love Mean Dean, but not a great outing for him against the Tigers. And with that in mind, Grayson Rodriguez will at the very least not be starting the season with the Orioles. We don't know when he'll be back. What do we think of this starting rotation now?
I think it's in dire need of some additions.
Lance Lynn?
No. I mean, Lance Lynn, I heard an interview with him 3 weeks ago. He was starting to market himself as a closer.
Oh, nice.
He was getting no action
starter. They do need closer help.
Yeah, but how about, I mean, I don't know. How about somebody who's done the job before?
Maybe he's on to something, Jason.
Yeah. Look, Kyle Gibson's beloved around here. I mean, an innings eater. But, like, then you're still just kind of, like, picking at a wound, right? Like, are we gonna actually try to tend this thing and get it to heal for a full season? Or are we just going to keep putting Band-Aids on it? I mean, what about making a trade for a starting pitcher?
Like
I keep reading about Sandy Alcantara, and they don't want to trade him till the deadline. Why?
Make him an offer.
Why wouldn't they? Like, yeah. If you, after all he's been through arm wise, if somebody wants to take him off your hands now, this sort of early in air quotes in the recovery, why do you care whether you have 45 wins at the trade deadline with him or 38 without him? Like, what? I mean, what is that? I don't get that. Isn't that just a, hey, step it up, guys? Like, isn't that to me, if that's what they're pushing out to the media, and they are, I've heard it everywhere.
Yes. They want it known.
Why?
But even if they were willing to deal him, how confident are you that Michael Elias would pull off that move knowing that the price went up?
I mean, are you going to pretend none of this? Now, again, I got to be careful what I say, because every time I say there's no way you would look at all this and do what you've always done. But
they're consistent.
And maybe he had this penciled out in the plan that he penciled out for the owner. Maybe yes. He had Grayson Rodriguez throwing out his arm in a bullpen in Fort Myers.
Sluggish,
in early March.
Sluggish.
Maybe he had that. Maybe, you know, if it was scripted, they did a hell of a job fortifying for it. But, like, at what point do you realize that all these outside data points that keep happening and the way the market keeps moving, that's reality. The reality isn't on your spreadsheets and your algorithms. This is reality, and the Yankees now might have renewed interest in other arms too. So, like, Why wouldn't that spur you to try to beat other teams now rather than try to beat them on the fly at the deadline when everybody has that adrenaline rush and you've come up completely and utterly lame? Don't you? The one great trade he made was in February.
Yes.
It was when it was a non-passionate yes. time of the year, not as many teams probing around for a number one starter in February as will be number one, number two, number three starters in July. I would say if he ever had a situation where maybe light bulbs were going off and it's time to break tendency and get real about your ball club, I would say whether it's Michael King or whether it's Keller in Pittsburgh or whether it's Alcantara or Pablo Lopez, and you could tell me nobody wants to do it. Everybody has a price.
Yes.
Myles Garrett was never going to play another down for the Cleveland Browns.
Until he was.
Until the guy put all that cheddar on the table yeah. and then he said, I'll eat the cheddar, boss.
Yeah.
Like,
From Cleveland to Canton.
Everybody's available. You just got to want it badly enough. And I would say this situation is screaming out for you to want it pretty badly.
I'm with you on all of that, but I'd be
especially for controllable pitchers.
But yes. I'd be willing to bet they're going to roll in with this group.
Guess who's absolutely positively not going to trade a starting pitcher now? If they ever were before, it ain't going to be Seattle now.
No.
They got boo-boos.
Yeah, what's it?
They got big ouchies. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be them. That's a team you made the most sense yeah. as a trade partner for
yes.
years.
Yes.
For years. Well, they weren't able to get that done.
Neither team wants to be most.
That guy makes trades. DePoto makes trades.
But he won't trade his pitching.
He went for what was being offered.
Yeah. Hey, you saw, what was it? Who's our guy? Big Red, former Oriole. Justin Turner, destroyed the Mariners in an interview talking about their
firing the manager midseason. I mean, bringing in Edgar Martinez. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on there. I'm not defending the Mariners. I'm just saying they're off the table, but others are not. Guess what's going to keep happening? You can wait till the deadline. Remember last year, we used to talk about my buddy Lizardo all the time. What happened with him?
Got hurt.
How many pitchers got hurt last year that could have been traded? A bunch. Now, you might say you trade for them and they get hurt. I mean, that's the price of doing business.
Yes.
Like, that's life in the
big
leagues.
That's pitching now.
We're either in the big leagues or we're not. We're either constantly in player development slash a rebuild that's supposed to be over, or we're in the big leagues. If we're in the big leagues and this is the card, I'm not going to say the hand you've been dealt. This is the hand you dealt yourself. How are you going to get out of it? I don't think Kyle Gibson gets you out of much.
Well, we've been begging them in real time to do more for the starting pitching staff, and now you lose one of what you say is your top guy. So, yeah, hey, Jason, while Kobe Mayo is still, and I don't know what he's thought of in the industry, but the quote-unquote experts still see him as a top 10-ish prospect, maybe you might want to flip him for something while you can.
You mean instead of have him go back to Norfolk, where he might be a little bit disinterested at this point in time, he might be. How many of his buddies are now in the major leagues, including a bunch who'll be playing every day for the Marlins, right down the road, like from where he's from?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think they'll do?
That would make a lot of sense to me.
What do they like to do? Run it back.
He's going to be in Norfolk. You know he is. But call me crazy. It makes a lot of sense to trade Kobe Mayo right now. To get a pitcher.
It's made a lot of sense to trade Kobe Mayo since I told you 2 years ago he's not a third baseman.
Yeah. Well, they keep trying.
Yeah, still,
or what you could have done then is have him at a point where he's so polished at first base now that you might actually have moved Mountcastle up.
Yeah.
They didn't do that either.
Well, what would we have? Keith Law on, and he Keith goes, Law. How's Ryan Mountcastle still here?
Because Kobe Mayo's never played first base. That's why he's here.
Yeah.
Because Heston Kerstad, who always to me has always looked like a first baseman, played no first base.
No, zero. So that's that. Alas, Orioles will continue spring training baseball as we close in on the regular season. They did debut.
Hopefully nobody gets hurt tonight.
They did debut on Twitter, the orange uniforms, though. They look nice.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, I love them. I've been begging for that for a while.
I mean, in moderation.
Yeah. You know, hey, they're better than the pajamas they wear on Fridays. Those black uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
City Connect.
Yeah, those are terrible. Those are terrible. Coming up next.
I don't hate them.
They're terrible.
Just don't like them because they don't win in them.
Well, no, I don't like them because I don't like them. I like the shirts and stuff, but the jersey itself with the colors on the inside, but the colors
on the
outside.
Have you looked around the league?
They're all terrible.
It's a sales gimmick. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
all things considered, it could be worse.
I guess.
Kenny, look on the bright side. It's a sunny day out there. It's springtime.
It's 60.
I was in the office early today. I'm rocking and rolling, man.
Bone Work coming up next.
Beltway Ben's laughing behind the wheels of steel.
Beltway Ben's been in a good mood today. Maybe
CAA games to bet tonight. Come on now.
Yeah.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Game is not on on regular TV for me, though. So we're
what's on regular TV?
Well, it's on CBS Sportsnet.
Yeah, that's regular for a lot of people.
I can give you the
couple
plug.
Days haven't been.
Yeah. What's on Flow?
Worst thing ever.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. Bone Work. Bone went to Pottery. How'd it go? Next here on The Fan.